googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Next comedian coming up to the stage has an album recording coming up on April 20th. That's 420, guys. Anyone? No? No? Okay. We got your work cut out for you. It's going to be at the Whip Theater, so give it up for the very funny Ian Ellis.
It's 420, guys. They've been smoking weed since the 60s. Nobody here is that old. It's not a Molly party. Get the reference. Smoke some weed. Hang out. It's going to be a good time. Tonight has been weird. Like a lot of hostility on the part of the comedians, I felt. It's an older audience. And when you've worked for a living and you hear somebody complaining about having to have a job, you're just like, punk it. Sweetie. What did they do to you? They came into a restaurant and asked you what was in the food. The audacity. Those monsters. In 2017, that's how they treat you? When I was your age, digging ditches, getting spit on by people 12-hour days, I thought we had it bad back then. But you millennials, you got some shit to deal with. Whiny-ass generation. Listen, nobody pays you to have dignity. That's not part of a job. Self-respect is something you do in your off time. That's you. But when you're here, do the fucking job. Part of the job. As a customer, if I'm anywhere other than on my couch, I probably don't want to be there. So I'm just trying to get through this shit as quick as possible. If you can help me the fuck out. It's not personal. I'm sorry I didn't know about your Kickstarter. I would have funded you if I knew you were an artist. I just want some fucking ribs. My fucking mother-in-law is here, man. I work 10. Just get me through this. That's all any customer is ever saying. It's like, just help me out, man. It stinks. I work with millennials. So goddamn lazy. Donald Trump. I don't really get into politics, but one thing is, I thought the Illuminati was real, and that there was UFOs, there might be lizard people. I was like, shit's starting to make a lot of sense. Then Donald Trump came along, and I was like, this shit can't be real. This is a plan? Imagine if the Illuminati cooked up Donald Trump. Like, Ocean's 11, you need a guy. Like, you need a greasy monkey guy, and a steel purse guy, and a cute lady. Where do you get a Donald Trump type? You know what we're going to do? We're going to destroy the world. You know how? With a madman that tweets a lot. He's angry all the goddamn time. I don't know, he's a weirdo. You ever sometimes wonder, like, why the fuck does the rest of the world hate us? I was on YouTube looking for answers. I didn't think Surrey was, like, ready for that conversation. I heard if you ask her if she's in the CIA, she just turns your phone off. I need straight answers on this. They say, like, oh, they hate us because we're a Christian nation. Italy has two popes. It's three popes shy of forming mega pope. We're not just rosaries on the street in America. We're not that crazy about it. They hate us for our decadence. You know who the most decadent people in the world are? Arabs with oil money. Jay-Z fucking wishes he could ball so hard. He pulls bad bitches, they own bitches. And The real reason is like occupation, because it's like, you know, nobody wants you all up in their shit. I get mad when my wife asks me too many questions. She's like, what are you doing with that yellow cake? I'm like, mind your business, bitch. They're mad at us because they got left behind. Like, our world is way better than theirs. Like, if you're a woman over there, you can't learn how to read. That's a crime. So if you get caught playing Words with Friends, you can fucking get killed over that shit. And then you hear about Starbucks and Sex in the City, like, your life stinks if you're over there. You can't even play Xbox with those bitches. They're button mashing and they pull off a super combo, that'll get you killed as a bitch. Living in these countries. So when you know you're not going to catch up, you just bring people down to your level. So, I don't know, we should reach out. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Going for Ian Ellis.
All right, guys, here's the announcements for the show. Coming up 4:20, I'm going to be headlining at the Whip Theater. You know, we're going to have Brendan Andreessen, Jack Baker, I think we got Joe DeGann, Kimberly Marion. It's going to be a hot show. We're going to have a lot of fun. And then coming up after that in May, second Sunday in May, May 14th, I'm starting a new show at Base Camp, formerly The Lodge. And here's the thing. So talking to them, they have a marketing team in place. So they're bringing in crazy amounts of people. Like, they're talking about they might be able to get 200 or 300 people for our audience. And that, for an open mic, it's fucking great. Now, starting out as an open mic, and then they want to turn it into a showcase. And they're putting money into it, which means they're going to be able to pay comics. It's not going to be crazy amounts of money, but, you know, it might be $25, might be $50, and a couple free drinks. But that is gas money, and you get paid to do a show. And I'm trying to make sure the comics get paid when they come out. I'm also trying to book from the open mic, because what we're doing is we're starting a community. And we're all coming up together, and we're all doing this together. Now, the show keeps going well. They're talking about giving me a budget to fly in headliners. So there's people that I kind of know and people I'm pretty sure we can get. For the kind of money they're talking about, like Ryan Moses from Rose Battle, he's a super good dude. I know him 100%, he'll probably come through. I think we can get him out here. I think we can get Dante Nero, 100% coming through. Sherrod Small, 100%. That's my guy. I think he'll come through. And through him, we can probably get Kurt. Kurt Metzger might be coming through. We're going to try and get, you know, if they have a great time, when we really reach him for the stars, it'll be like, hey, since you had such a great time, you know, help us holler at other people. Like, through them, we might be able to get, like, Colin Quinn or David Tell. Doug Stanhope's a wild card. I'm going to try. For the money, he might do it. Just fucking on a whim. What is that, a shit show? He loves that. We're going to try and get these real people out here. And the point is, like, when you're in the middle of the fucking country, there's no industry to deal with. And whether you're trying to get out of here or you're just trying to be the best comic you could be, I think it's important to be in a place where you're meeting the people that are doing it. The people that are like on TV working, it's important to meet them and find out like what their work ethic is and what they did and what their path was and like how important it is to move. And I want to make a community where we support each other, we make each other better. Only thing I care about is funny. I don't care if you're black, white, fat, skinny, ugly, gay, lesbian, whatever the fuck you are. Transgender, come out. I don't give a fuck. As long as you're funny, you're in. And if you're not funny, we're going to beat you up until you learn how to fight back. And all beefs are square. Like, this is open to everyone. I'm not a doorkeeper. I'm not a gatekeeper. Like, if you're doing something and you don't feel like I'm treating you right, just talk to me. Help me get it. All right? If you don't understand what I'm doing, if you got a suggestion, this show is about creating a bridge to the industry and about putting money into the game here in our local community, because is insanely creative. There's a lot of great people out here, and we could be doing a lot more. And you guys might not be ready, but fuck it. We're going to try and do this shit anyway. We're going to try and make this legendary. I want this to be like the Lion's Den, Loft on Lincoln, Mojo's. I want this to be the spot where it's like you had to come up there. Like, this community is weird, but this is us. This is who we are. Like, these are your peers. Look around. And we have an opportunity to make each other better and to make this like the Ding Ho or the fucking table at the Comedy Cellar. Like, this could be the place where we all make each other better and we build some real connects. You might not get booked for anything off of this. It might not, you know, what the fuck ever. But, you know, when you go to move on to New York or LA, You know, if you run into one of these comics that came out here and they had a great goddamn time, them knowing you is a lot better than them having no idea you fucking exist. So, baby steps. Maybe I'm crazy. But I think we have an opportunity to make some really dope shit. To not just be an open mic, but to also be the comics that hang out at the table. To really grow and be great together. And I'm open to anything, and I'm open to everything. Michael Perkinson is gonna help me co-produce. I'm looking for co-producers, co-runners, whatever the fuck you got. I'm talking about a beer sponsor, they're printing up flyers for me to hand out. They got a great marketing team in place. It's gonna be craziness. It's gonna be chaos. It's gonna be a really tough room to wrangle in, but I think if we just keep swimming through the chaos, we have an opportunity here to make like some really dope shit. And it might not work. This might all go away tomorrow. Next podcast might be, that shit actually didn't work out at all. But hopefully it will work out and we can really do some dope shit here. So my name's Ian Ellis at Chicago Open Mic on Twitter. EanEllis.podbean.com. I just put Ian Ellis on iTunes. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it, goddammit. I'm doing some dope shit here and I'm funny. I should have way more subscribers than I have. But nobody fucking listens to this shit. It's Comedy State of the Union. Listen, I'm about to do some dope shit and I hope you do it with me. If you excited, fucking tell people about it. Come get excited with me. Alright, mate. My name's Ian Ellis. I'll let you get night.